Tell me how the idea came about for you to do your new album of duets, Deuces Wild.
Well, it's a combination of things that happened. I've wanted to do this ever since I started into show business, but believe me, I talked to my manager, Sid Seidenberg, and we talked about people that we thought was good for the album to work with me, if they would. People that, well, to be honest, which is nobody I didn't want, but only some said yes, and some said they would if they had the time. And then Sid started to talk to MCA and set it up, and it went from there. I wished it was my idea, but it wasn't.
Well, were you or Sid influenced by the album that Frank Sinatra did, the duets record there?
No, I didn't think of that. I didn't. I don't know if he did or not, but I didn't think of it at all.
You chose different partners this time around than you did on a recent record that you did called The Blues Summit.
Summit, yes. Mm-hmm.
I guess that
but
was...
see, that was, as you just said, The Blues Summit. This one is different.
How did you match your partners this time with the specific songs?
We really allowed them to do this mostly on their own. We submitted songs to them, and songs that we thought would be good, but gave them a chance to pick the songs that they would accept themselves.
Now, obviously, you've been singing The Thrill Is Gone, which you did here with Tracy Chapman, and Paying the Cost to Be the Boss, which you did here with the Rolling Stones, for years and years. Did singing these songs with other people get you re-energized?
Of course, yes. Yes, it did. Can you imagine Paying the Cost to Be the Boss and then singing it with Mick Jagger? Of course it energizes you, yes.
Now, were your collaborations in the studio, were some of them face-to-face, or were these long-distance duets?
I'm happy to tell you that every duet, where the singing was, I was there, every one of them. Only one I wasn't there when they really put it together was Joe Cocker, but he was there when I put my part on it. So I still had the energy from looking at him and trying to meet his approval and everything on that one. But everybody else, every one, I was there.
Now, when I first put the disc into the player, Deuces Wild, one of the first songs, the first song, is your duet with Van Morrison.
Loved it.
And the strings are coming in, and you've never shied away from bringing strings into the blues.
Hey, strings has been around since King David. Why not use them? Well, yes, I love them. I love the sound of them.
Did you ever get any hubbub from the blues purists who said, hey, BB, you can't put the strings on a blues song? Or
they wasn't there when I made 3 o'clock blues. So I'm concerned about what they think, but I'd have to do what I have to do. I'm the guy that's named BB King, and I have to play BB King's feelings. So if it's met, the bosses, I think, usually are the people that buy the CDs. They're the ones determined whether I did or didn't do a good job.